Jared Cook will be able to run the full board today?
Jared Cook will practice today. Clay Matthews will practice today. Those two guys are unlimited. Is the starting point, so we'll see how it goes from there.
Like, what's the key this week to developing an offensive rhythm early in the game? How much does that help the quarterback to establish?
Well, offensively, I mean, your approach to a game is similar as far as you want to get into a rhythm. So, you know, with that, you know, converting first downs is the key factor there. So you look at the, you know, the game plan, you know, who you're playing, you know, obviously the weather may be a factor. So all those types of things go into your planning of your, you know, your first 15 thoughts and so forth.
Are the Redskins similar to what you saw back in January in the playoffs?
There's definitely some similarities to the Redskins from last year's playoff game. Personally, I think they're a better team today than they were then. So I mean, they got, you know, some changes in personnel. They're playing very well. I mean, their return game, special teams is obviously productive. You know, offensively they've been extremely productive, and I think they really got a good balance of, you know, what they're doing, but more importantly, how they're doing it. Defensively strong up front, doing an excellent job coming off the edges. So, you know, corners are playing well. But this is going to be a heck of a football game.
Mike, what has Josh Norman kind of added to that cornerback group?
Veteran corner. Obviously, you know, aggressive. You know, he has a certain style as far as how he plays and you know, technique as far as, you know, specifically how he wants to play certain receivers and so forth. So, very good player.
Are TJ and David able to practice today?
What David Bakhtiari will be more than limited. TJ will be in the rehab group.
Your teams have been really good.
Sorry. Do you have any concerns about those guys, Mike, for Sunday?
Or working for, you know, we'll see how it goes today and tomorrow, so.
Teams have been really good as a head coach for the most part. When you go through a time like this, are there some guys that you've worked for in the past or some situations that you look at that can maybe give you some help as far as what you're going through now with this team?
Definitely. I think you always look at your past experiences. I mean, to me, that's part of developing your awareness and your instincts and how you move forward. But, you know, with that, you have to make sure it applies to your current situation. So I do that. I think everybody does that, and that's, you know, that's a part of this league. I mean, no one walks through the NFL unscathed. So this is a tough spot as far as, you know, what's going on last week, 3 weeks. But really, you have to. If anything, it brings you back to your foundation, and it makes you focus even more on what's most important, and it's beating the Redskins.
What's the support like internally, you know, when maybe you guys aren't in a way that you'd like to be?
Hasn't changed. I don't see anything different. We still work hard, work harder. So, I mean, we're really focused on really our players. You know, make sure we're getting them ready and making sure we're doing everything we need to do to win the game.
What could getting Jared back, big body, runs down the field, give to your offense?
Jared Cook, good football player, obviously big target, running down the middle of the field, creates separation. So it'll be good to get him out there and you know, work at some of our stuff. Obviously, he's worked the opponent squad the last 2 weeks.
In the time that you spent with your team since Sunday's game, do they seem more determined? Do they seem dejected about the games that they've dropped? What's their mood like?
Mood is focused, I would say. I thought the correction phase Monday was what it needed to be. So a little more conversation, obviously, than normal. Today they're dialed in. I think it's important to stay focused on what's most important. We understand the way our business works, the responsibilities we have with the media, the things that go on outside of outside of our rooms. So, you know, with that, they'll stand tall and take care of that. That's their responsibility. But No, it's all about beating the Redskins. I mean, you guys stay in touch with the video. And these guys are playing very well, and that's what we're really focused on.
Like, I realize the game plan, whatever, got out of whack last week with the way the game started. But what do you think you can do from a running game standpoint, you know, going into this week?
I mean, Rod, it's kind of a general question. You want to run the ball and you want to throw it. So, I mean, it's, you know, once again, there's more that goes into just runs and passes. I mean, that's just not the way the game's played. So, I don't really know what you're asking me. I mean, you're talking about get the attempts up,
yeah,
or,
you want,
I mean.
Do you want to run the ball more? Would that be ideal, or do you think you're
I always want to run the ball more, and, you know, but also want to throw it 55 times a game, too. So, but, you know, that's the way games are. And so, I mean, you have to run a football. I mean, it starts with running a football. You can't extend your offensive line and your run blocking unit, your pass protection unit, the way we have. So running a football is very important for a number of different reasons.
Like in that playoff game last year against the Redskins, you guys had the slow starts that were able to come back. Can you use that game where you were able to come back as any kind of a lesson for these guys, what they've gone through the last couple of weeks to stay with?
I don't really think that applies. I think really last game, the game we just played last week, you know, the game we just played Sunday was more important than the one we played against them. I mean, if you just watch the tape, who played against Tennessee versus who played in that game in Washington, there's obviously changes. There's different people playing different positions. So it'll be different guys with different opportunities. Fast starts, offensively, we've actually – on a whole, particularly probably in the last 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, we're doing some good things. I mean, I understand what happened this past week, so I mean, I'm not overly concerned about the offense there. But you know, I think the special teams play against Indianapolis is definitely not the way you want to start the game, and definitely don't want to start the way we started against the Titans with the long run. So I mean, those are plays. There's reasons why those plays happen, and it's important that we continue to move forward and learn from that. So, but you know, slow start last 2 weeks is. I mean, you want to start fast every week, so it isn't like we're going to go down to practice today and do a fast start drill or anything like that. So,
did you like what you saw from Starks?
I'm sorry.
Did you like what you saw from Starks Sunday? And can he be the kind of the bell cow of the way you want to run the ball?
Yeah, I thought James did a lot of really good things, but you know, I think just like every pro, I mean, he has to get back out there, and you know, there's nothing like live action. So he came back quicker than I think everybody expected from his surgery. So that, you know, that's a real credit to James, and you know, his toughness and his commitment. So he'll be better this week. I mean, he's had a chance to watch the tape, and you know, sometimes you may play things a little faster than you need to. So. But I thought James played well, played a lot more than we anticipated, and that was just something we kind of kept track of during the course of the game. So he went through the game strong and came out of the game feeling really good. So that's a real benefit for us.
Your impressions on Kirk Cousins and the way he's grown in that spot there for the last couple of years?
You know, Kirk, because I tell you, the thing that really has always impressed me, you know, from afar, and then you know, I think it's like anything, we get to see a quarterback play live, is the command he has of the offense. So, I mean, he's he's running it. I mean, there's no ifs and buts, and I mean the way he gets in and out of plays, the way he distributes the football, he's accurate with the football. So I think he's playing extremely well.
Two more, please.
Mike, you talked about players' mood and how they're focused this week. Is it sometimes more challenging in this market to be focused because there is such tremendous pressure outside this room to turn things around quickly?
It's really the job. I mean, so it doesn't change. Frankly, handling success is the biggest challenge in this league. I think it's one of the biggest challenges in life. So when you're a Green Bay Packer, I mean, you're expected to win, and you're more importantly, you're supposed to win and doing it the right way. So we get that. It's not gone the way we like the last 3 weeks. So you know, ultimately, I'm the one that's responsible for that, and you know, I like the vision, I like the plan. More importantly, I like the energy and focus.